The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, here we are, your country folks surviving here in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours of our Sunday edition of the Trump Phenomenon, which is 2 hours rather than the 1 hour of our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. feature, Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So there'll be a chance for you to call in at 800-313-9443. A little more opportunity to delve deeper into the, more deeply into the data. And so I invite you to avail yourself of that, the phone line. Well, the operators are live. That's assuming that the killer virus hasn't claimed them. You know, maybe the microphones on and the building's still there and the electricity, the lights are still on, but all the operators are dead and the everybody's collapsed. But I don't think that's the case. I do believe there are live people there ready to take your calls. They're in Round Rock, Texas. And Round Rock is like everywhere else in the United States, where guess what, folks? What we said on this show, how many weeks ago was it? 2 months ago? Whatever, I lose track of time, as you know. But when we started talking about the Wuhan virus, which the WHO, which is the Wuhan Health Organization, I like that. It's not the World Health Organization. It's the Wuhan Health Organization, an adjunct to the Communist Party of Red China. And they were telling us this was going to kill everybody, and it was going to be deadly and devastating, and we had to shut down. On this show, we said, not true. Don't believe that. You're getting, and that was our opening show, hosed. I chose that verb, being hosed, to be lied to on a grand scale. And we're still being hosed, but there's some excellent development in the hose job that's occurred in the last couple of days. A great article by a great doctor, and we will share that article, and I think we'll even be able to hear from the doctor himself, you know, just a video link that I'll play for you. Dr. Scott Atlas, who was the head of neuroradiology at Stanford University Hospital. And he's, you're going to enjoy this very much. Let me make sure I get the housekeeping out of the way before I get into the self-congratulation. Today is April 26th. That's my wife and my anniversary. So we'll be celebrating my wedding anniversary today. April 26th, 2020. And the name of the show is The Trump Phenomenon. I think we covered everything. I'm James Kelso. Did I tell you my name? And you can reach me, by the way, at home at 701-317-5317. You can call me any old time. I love getting calls from the audience. So the now let's enter the self-congratulatory phase of the program, which hopefully will not take up the entire 2 hours. But folks, I'm going to read you an article from a high-level genius doctor. Obviously a really great man, and what he is about to tell you agrees point for point. We've been saying it on this show. So I am going to put in for some of these high level positions in the medical establishment. I don't know how exactly to do it without the medical degree. I don't know. I may put in an application in for an honorary medical degree. Or maybe I'll start medical school. I'm 71. I'll be 72 in about a month. So how long does it take to go from startup? If you could get into medical school without first having your undergraduate degrees lined up, how long does it take to get through medical school and actually hang out your shingle as an independent doctor? I'll bet it's something like 10 years, something like that. So I could start my practice at age 82. How do you like them apples? I don't know exactly what specialty I would want to go into, but in any event, I've got that MD feeling today because we got it right on this show, folks. Let's see. I'll put a little of this. Have I got him audio of this doctor? I'll get that up for you in just a moment. Let me read it to you. I've got the text here. I'll read the text and then I'll get you his voice in a moment. This is an article which has been shared. It's going on a million times now. It appeared originally on The Hill, that Washington, D.C. publication, The Hill. And the title, the date of the article is coming up. I'm looking all over the page here. I'm looking for a date. It's in the, April 22nd. The title, the title says a lot. The data is Stop the Panic, End the Total Isolation. Now, what did I say in show number one? I said, you're getting hosed. The media is creating hysteria. I'd stop the panic. End the total isolation. What did I say? The worst thing you could do would be a lockdown. The worst thing. From a medical point of view, from a social point of view, worst thing you could do. That's the title here from Mr. Fancy Pants, Dr. Scott W. Atlas. Well, I'm partly there. My middle initial is W. I'm getting there. James W. Kelso. Just get the doctor part stuck on the front. And here's his article. It's so short, he nails it. The tragedy of the COVID-19 pandemic appears to be entering the containment phase. Tens of thousands of Americans have died, and Americans are now desperate for sensible policymakers who have the courage to ignore the panic and rely on facts. Leaders must examine accumulated data to see what has actually happened, rather than keep emphasizing hypothetical projections. Combine that empirical evidence with fundamental principles of biology established for decades, and then thoughtfully restore the country to function. So you can tell he's being very nice about the whole thing, being a real gentleman. He's not using the language I use, but I'll tell you what, I'll bet you at home, in private, he does say some of the things you hear on this microphone. Then he continues, five key facts are being ignored by those calling for continuing the near total lockdown. Now, of course, and I will interject in here. I'll try to make it clear when it's me speaking, and so you don't think that I'm reading more from Dr. Atlas. I don't want him to get sued. You can tell when it's Kelso and when it's Atlas. Those calling for the near total lockdown. Well, who are those people? Those are the pukes. Those are America's pukes. These are the Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, and all the rest of them, all of our enemies. I say LLL. You know, they have what's that one, LOL? I say LLL. The left loves their lockdown. And they do not want to let go of this lockdown. They've got it in a bear hug. They're not letting go. They want to keep our economy shut down. They want to. And then this is the other thing that we said, Dr. Atlas isn't going to go into these tricky waters. He isn't going to say something like this. But the other point I made at the very first broadcast on this subject, the whole point of this lockdown and this freakout, hysteria, is to destroy Donald Trump. The pukes of America, the POA, their common denominator, their goal of their organization, the pukes of America, is to destroy Donald Trump. Night and day, 7 days a week, every breath that they take. This is their obsession. Five key facts are being ignored by those calling for continuing the near total lockdown. Fact number one, the overwhelming majority of people do not have any significant risk of dying from COVID-19. So how did Kelso say this on day one? I said, hey, folks, we've got a bad cold here. It ain't going to kill you. Relax. You're not going to die. And if you're a child, relax even more, because you can't possibly die from this if you're a child. Going back to Dr. Atlas, the recent Stanford University antibody study, that's his old hospital there, now estimates that the fatality rate, if infected, is likely 0.1 to 0.2%, a risk far lower than previous World Health Organization estimates that were 20 to 30 times higher and that motivated isolation policies. So that's how we got here. That's how Donald Trump got hosed. He got hornswoggled. What's the past tense? He got bullshat. Is that a past tense of a real verb? Into shutting down America. And I'm not going to blame him for it. I'll give the exculpatory, exonerating circumstances for the president. He was surrounded by people like Nurse Ratched, a.k.a. Debbie Birx, and little Anthony Fauci, or as Ron Paul calls him, his fellow doctor, a real doctor, Dr. Ron Paul, a real doctor who actually does medicine, delivering over 5,000 babies there in Galveston area of Texas. He calls this other pretend doctor, Fauci, a fraud. Fraud Fauci. Thank you, Dr. Ron Paul. That's tough for a doctor to say that about another doctor. It takes a little bit of brass. He continues, Dr. Atlas, in New York City, an epicenter of the pandemic, with more than one-third of all U.S. deaths, the rate of death for people 18 to 45 years old is 0.01%, or 10 per 100,000 of the population. On the other hand, that was 18 to 45. People aged 75 and over have a death rate 80 times higher. For people under 18, now here's the death rate, you're going to like this one. For people, so boy, I'll tell you what, you know, save the children, crying Chuck Schumer and nervous Nancy Pelosi, boy, they really care about children in a way that you and I, we're heartless right wingers. We can't care about children the way crying Chuck Schumer does. Here's what he worries about. This keeps him up at night. For people under 18 years old in New York City, which is the worst place to be, the rate of death is, are you ready? 0 per 100,000. Oh my gosh, the humanity. Oh, thank you, crying Chuck and nervous Nancy, for saving those 100,000 children. Of all fatal cases in New York State, two-thirds were in patients over 70 years of age. More than 95% were over 50 years of age, and about 90% of all fatal cases had an underlying illness. And it's not, it gets better, folks. Of 6,570 confirmed COVID-19 deaths, fully investigated for underlying conditions to date, 6,520, or 99.2%, had an underlying illness. Let that sink in. This is in the worst place. If you had to think of a place where you don't want to be if you've got a respiratory infection, the last place on earth you want to call your doctor and say, I'm having trouble breathing. Do not do that in New York City. Well, that's not medical advice. I'm just saying somebody might think that. Not a good idea to get checked into a hospital in New York City. Well, let's put it this way. Be the last place. Because 88% of people who are checked in, this is what I've read, 88% of people checked in complaining of respiratory distress go on a ventilator. And guess how many people come off of a ventilator? Standing on their feet or rolling in a gurney. Alive. 12%. 88% of them, it's adios. Kiss your ass goodbye, you're dead, and you're not even going to get to say goodbye to your family. So, no, you don't want to go that way. I admire the guy in Fargo here in North Dakota. We've had a couple people die. I think he was 96 years old. He was our number one guy, our first fatality, and there have only been a handful. 96 years old, and they told him he was going to go on a ventilator down there in Fargo. He already had a whole bunch of conditions. And so, in other words, he was already, you know, he could already hear the angels strumming their harps before anybody ever thought of coming up with a Wuhan virus. And they said, we're going to stick a tube down your throat and it's going to breathe for you. And no, you won't be able to talk to anybody. No, you can't see your family or your relatives. And no, they won't be able to talk to you and you can't talk to them. And he said, you know what? Save that thing, okay? Just keep your ventilator. You know, just let me lie here and, you know, leave me alone, please. And he expired. I admire that guy. And he says, if you do not already have an underlying chronic condition, your chances of dying are small, regardless of age. And young adults and children in normal health have almost no risk of any serious illness from COVID-19. In other words, the risk to your little child from a bully at school is greater than this freak out world plague. And then he goes, fact number two, protecting older at-risk people eliminates hospital overcrowding. We can learn about hospital utilization from data from New York City, the hotbed of COVID-19. Now, remember, half of the people in America who've died have been in New York State or New York City, metropolitan area, include Bergen and Newark, et cetera, across the Hudson River. Half the people who've died in America have been in Andrew Cuomo and the governor of New Jersey's bailiwick, where these guys are being lionized as the great the left-wing media is actually has called Andrew Cuomo the golden boy of the coronavirus. Now this guy is so incompetent, he's the guy, for instance, who ordered these old
came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts?
Back, folks. And you know, this article I'm reading to you by Dr. Scott Atlas is printed, almost a million shares of it, has printed in The Hill. Now, is The Hill a right-wing publication? Far from it. Not at all. I didn't know that much about The Hill. It's a newspaper in Washington, D.C., but it's mostly online that people read it. 24,000 print readers are claimed. It's distributed for free in newspaper boxes around the Capitol, and so everybody in the Capitol reads it. The founder's son, James Jimmy Finkelstein, serves as its chairman. And the founders, the creators of this, were Democrats and liberals. So it's had columnists like James Carville. There's no right winger there. Dick Morris. So on. It's had a John Solomon's pretty good, but this is not a right wing rag, to use a left wing terminology. This is not one of our publications. So the force of this article by Dr. Atlas is all the greater for that. Okay, continuing with my reading here, he says. Age is far and away the strongest risk factor for hospitalization, et cetera, et cetera. Half of all people testing positive have for infection have no symptoms at all. And that was fact number two. I skipped a bunch of it. Now, here's the fact you want to let it sink in. This is something we said on this show early on. Absolutely essential fact. And you notice I spent so much time talking about Sweden versus, and I chose Belgium as a comparable lockdown country. Sweden, the no lockdown country versus Belgium, the lockdown. Sweden better off in every possible way, big time. One of those big time ways being herd immunity. Now listen to what Dr. Scott Atlas has to say about that subject. Vital population immunity, read herd immunity, is prevented by total isolation policies, prolonging the problem. Get it? He's being kind of nice in his conversation there. The problem. Yeah. Tens of thousands of people dying. Yeah, it's a problem. The entire economy shut down. It rises to the level of a problem, I think. I use stronger language. But, you know, then again, I'm not the director of neurobiology. Vital population immunity is prevented. Prevented. I want Dr. Fauci to hear that. Prevented. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. The Swedes have, as the president said in his press conference the other day, they have the brains they were born with. Unlike the reporter he was addressing, he said, "You don't have the brains you were born with." That was in the press conference before he stopped taking questions from these pukes. It's prevented. The Swedes are developing herd immunity, meaning they're not going to have the problem, such as destroying their economy, losing their civilization. I'd call that a problem. No, they're not. In the fall, they're not going to have COVID-19. Version 2. They're going to just have Christmas. But we're going to have version 2 in all likelihood because of you, Dr. Fauci, you fraud. You will have prevented us developing herd immunity. Now, remember, I quoted to you a professor at the Rockefeller University. He was for 20 years head of the Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology. Guy knows what he's talking about, I would think. Knut Witkowski, but be careful. Be careful. Just because somebody's got a degree or a fancy institution, it's a little dangerous right now. We're finding out some of these people are really stupid idiots, and they're very political. They aren't the scientists we thought they were. They aren't the doctors we thought they were. They're advocates. They're activists. They're social justice warriors. So this is very sad. We don't this development, but this disease has alerted us to this reality. But anyway, Knut Witkowski said the worst thing that happened so far, the stupidest step taken so far by the social justice warriors. I'm mixing my words with his. He wouldn't say that. Is closing the schools and sending the children home. That was the dumbest ass thing done yet. And he said, because for as long as we've walked the face of the earth, of course, the viruses have been around with us all that time, haven't they? And we've had flu all that time. And we've had flu seasons. And what, how many tens of thousands of flu seasons have we survived? You know, I don't need a medical degree to tell you that we've survived because I'm talking and you're listening. So ipso facto, we survived. Why? Because our immune systems knocked out the virus over and over and over again. And it was the children who did that for us, the little children. They need to go back to school if you really care about little children. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thank you. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Hey, we're back, folks. And now I want you to hear that voice of Dr. Scott Atlas. Let me just quickly wrap up his points in this latest article in The Hill, which is a very – it's a liberal rag founded by Martin Tolchin, formerly of the New York Times, and Jerry Finkelstein, a businessman. But so – and it's read by everybody in the establishment, the deep state of Washington, D.C. So this is a great turning point. That this truth that you've heard on this radio show is now breaking through. Not coming from me. All I did, I just read using my common sense and figure out who's making sense here. Well, the epidemiologists that made sense were people Knut Witkowski. And I just relayed to you what I learned from them. He says, we know from decades of medical science that infection itself allows people to generate an immune response, antibodies, so that the infection is controlled throughout the population by herd immunity. Now get this, listen to this. Indeed, that is the main purpose of widespread immunization in other viral diseases, to assist with population immunity. In this virus, we know that medical care is not even necessary for the vast majority of people who are infected. It is so mild that half of infected people are asymptomatic, shown in early data from the Diamond Princess, Iceland, and Italy. So that was early data, early on. People knew this, but they didn't let facts get in their way, not these social justice warriors in the CDC. That has been falsely portrayed as a problem requiring mass isolation. In fact, infected people without severe illness are the immediately available vehicle for establishing widespread immunity. So let that sink in, folks. If lots of people can get infected and they don't even know they're infected, that is, here's his phrase, the immediately available vehicle for establishing widespread immunity. In other words, that's the cure. Not shutting down your whole damn country. What? That would be like, you know, you've got a fly in the kitchen. So you say, honey, have you got a stick of, go get a stick of dynamite from the garage. We got a fly in the kitchen. Okay, let's light it. Okay, everybody, I'm going to light it and chuck it in the kitchen now. Boom! And guess what? The fly flew out the window. You didn't even get the fly, but you don't have a house anymore. That's what shutting our economy is. That's throwing a stick of dynamite in the kitchen to kill a fly, which wasn't even a problem anyway. Whether it flew out the window or not, wasn't even necessary to kill the fly. Leave the poor guy alone. That has been falsely portrayed as a problem requiring mass isolation. That's the stick of dynamite, mass isolation. That's the key moment. See, when that was accepted, when people swallowed that from Dr. Birx, social justice warrior Birx, and SJW Anthony Fauci, at that moment when we accepted ideas have consequences, when we accepted that false premise, it was all over. Once you accepted her notion that we've got to do social distancing. That's right, folks. Wash your hands till they bleed, till your skin cracks, and you'll get an infection that way. Once your skin cracks, you just wiped out one of your main protections against infection. Don't stand near anybody. Lock yourself in the bathroom. Stick towels or rags under the door. Don't eat. Don't go to the store. Don't buy anything. That's the solution. Once we accepted that, we were toast. And that's still, right now, we're in social shutdown. Some states have opened to some degree, and that's good news. I want to put that out there as good news. Thank you to all of the surfers. Thank you, my fellow surfers. To all the surfers who are out there enjoying the waves in Southern California and in Florida, thank you. And may you be joined by millions upon millions of beautiful young women in bikinis. Thank you to all those young women in bikinis. Please get out on those beaches. Please smile, laugh, run in the sand, and make these people who are locked in their bathrooms feel as miserable as they should for having been such suckers. Now, and that may be, you know, if now CNN, MSNBC, they probably won't even show those images on TV. But that's what people need to see, is all those surfers, you know, knifing across a beautiful 6-foot wave, you know, a head high wave, just beautiful. That's what they need to see. Next sentence. By transmitting the virus to others in the low-risk group who then generate antibodies. Now listen, this is the mechanism, so you'll know. So you can pass this on the test there in medical school. When you're there sitting next to me, all you people out there that are 20 years old, and I'll be sitting next to you in medical school. That 71-year-old guy, that guy with the white hair, here's how you answer the question. How does herd immunity work? Here's the answer right here, coming from Dr. Atlas. By transmitting the virus to others in the low-risk group who then generate antibodies, they block the network of pathways toward the most vulnerable people, ultimately ending the threat. So it's like people that acquire antibodies are like cops throwing down roadblocks and nail strips on a roadway, stopping the bad guys. Everywhere they go, there are nail strips and cop cars sideways in the road. Eventually, they give up. They can't get through. Extending whole population isolation would directly prevent that widespread immunity from developing. Okay, and translated into Kelso talk, that would directly kill a whole lot of people. Then here's fact number 4 from Dr. Atlas. People are dying because other medical care is not getting done due to hypothetical projections like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. Critical health care for millions. Now, have you seen this story on CNN? Yeah, you self-righteous prigs at CNN, you're killing people. Joe Scarborough there with your girlfriend, Brzezinski, what's her first name? Mika. You're killing people. Stop telling Donald Trump that he's killing people. Remember, when a left-winger accuses you of wrongdoing, folks, they always are accusing you of exactly what they are doing. This is their psychopathology. So Mika and Joe, morning Joe, you are causing this. Critical care for millions of Americans is being ignored, and people are dying to accommodate potential COVID-19 patients. And he puts potential in ironic quotes, because potential here, folks, means non-existent, non-existent. Our hospitals all across America, folks, go check your local hospital. It's empty because they kicked out all the people who actually needed that hospital and could have been fixed or helped by that hospital, whose lives could have been saved or improved. They kicked those people out at the behest of these twerps, Fauci and Birx and all the other Centers for Disease Control frauds who are not real doctors. They went to a medical school. They answered, you know, they regurgitated the information for their exams. So they passed all of that. And then they got to be called doctors. That's not a doctor. Doctor is someone who heals people. And if you're not doing that, you ain't a doctor, dude. You're something else. So don't call yourself a doctor. Potential COVID-19 patients, and for fear of spreading. So I looked at my hospital, folks. It's empty. There's nobody down there. Now listen to this. This is scary. What does Kelso know? I don't know anything compared to this Dr. Atlas. This is Dr. Atlas saying most states and many hospitals abruptly stopped, quote, ironic quotes, air quotes, non-essential procedures and surgery. No, folks, they were not talking about nose jobs and Botox, okay? Non-essential procedures, wait till you find out what some of those non-essential procedures are. You'll die from those non-essential procedures not being performed. That prevented diagnoses of life-threatening diseases like cancer screening. Well, that's very non-essential, isn't it? Biopsies of tumors. Who needs that? Now undiscovered and potentially deadly brain aneurysms. you know, I would say most brain aneurysms are potentially deadly. Would you? Well, how did you feel the last time you had a brain aneurysm? Did you self-treat at home? Did you take an herbal remedy for your brain aneurysm? Treatments, including emergency care for the most serious illnesses, were also missed. Cancer patients deferred chemotherapy. An estimated 80% of, get this, an estimated 80% of brain surgery cases were skipped. Yeah, at your hospital, where you live. Yeah, that guy, he's got a tumor in his brain. Mel, cool. Chill, brother. Calm down. Go easy. We can get to it later. Brain tumor. Acute stroke and heart attack patients missed their only chances for treatment, some dying and many now facing permanent disability. Acute stroke and heart attack patients. What's your home remedy for a heart attack, ladies and gentlemen? What do you do when you're at home and you have a heart attack? Pepto-Bismol? Then he says, fact five, we have a clearly defined population at risk who can be protected with targeted measures. He's trying to put lipstick on the pig here. He's trying to be a nice guy, trying to, without calling these people the creeps that they are. And he talks about this small group of people who are at risk that we can quarantine them. We can protect them. We don't have to use the word quarantine. Just protect them. Put them in a safe place until the virus passes. And Scott Atlas, MD, is the David and Joan Traitel Senior Fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, former Chief of Neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. Doesn't get any more prestigious than that. And then here's how he closes. Let's stop underemphasizing empirical evidence. Boy, is that euphemistic language or what? Stop underemphasizing empirical evidence. Imagine Kelso delivering that line. Damn it! Stop underemphasizing empirical evidence! Okay. While instead doubling down on hypothetical models. And then I like his last sentence, two-word last sentence. Facts matter. Thank you. Very good stuff, huh? And now let's hear his voice. Let's hear this amazing man, Dr. Charles Atlas, the kind of doctor all of us should hope to someday have assisting us when we need a doctor. Here it is. This is an interview with a guy, Steve Deese. I've never heard of this guy. It looks like he's a talk radio guy. But here is an interview with Dr. Scott Atlas that I think he just occurred.
More than a month ago. And what I have been fascinated by is that there's actually been quite a bit of disagreement within the expert community. I mean, people that have major credentials in this arena, Dr. Michael Osterholm, for example, has worked for the last five administrations. People at Oxford, Carnegie Mellon, Rockefeller have come forward to say, we're not sure this is the right thing that we are pursuing here. And your university, which is one of the elite universities in the country, has had several different individuals come forward now, starting with Dr. Ioannidis. He wrote a peer-reviewed paper almost a month ago, or well over a month ago now, questioning
Dr. John Ioannidis. So he's at Stanford as well.
Whether we have the data to go about this strategy. Can you explain to our audience why there has been so much pushback, even within the expert community, on Imperial College and, to a lesser degree, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation models? Why there's been so much division about this amongst people that typically on these kinds of matters seem to agree more often than not?
Well, I mean, part of the numbers basis for everything that's been said was necessarily based on projections and models. And there's one thing that models often, I would say, have in common. The most common thing models share is that they're always wrong.
Is
because they're based on inputs that are assumptions. Mm-hmm. And those assumptions are incomplete or sometimes erroneous. This is not to impugn anyone. There's so many smart people involved in this, and no one is trying to criticize anyone or any model, really. But when you look at the models, the original assessment, first of all, that really hit everybody was the assessment that there's a mortality rate, a death rate of 3%, 4%, 5% of people that have infections from COVID-19 will die. And that right away, for most of us, was almost certainly wrong and an exaggeration, because most of the people who came forward were already sick. We didn't know how many people had this COVID infection. And now we know. And so when the projections were originally made,
You get to hear his voice. We'll hear a little more of his voice when we come back from this break. We'll see you shortly.
Still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're listening to Dr. Scott Atlas, former chairman of neuroradiology at Stanford University Hospital, and a big, big name in medicine. So listen to what he has to say about how everything we've done, as we said on this show for the entire time this has been an issue, was 180 degrees wrong. Everything we've done has been wrong. No, that's me saying that. He doesn't say that. Listen to what he'll speak for himself. Here he is.
We're changed to incorporate the idea that a lot of people had it, that we're asymptomatic. And so the other thing that you see is that the models are changing, even though the assumptions have not changed. And this is what makes people skeptical. If you look at the IHME model, which is the most sort of used model by
the IHME. That's the Bill Gates funded group of hacks paid by, they're financed by Bill Gates. When Bill Gates says jump, they just say how high. That's the kind of doctors that they are. And these are the people that told you that 2.5 million people, this is when they marched into Donald Trump's office and said 2.5 million Americans are going to die of this worst bubonic plague. And Donald Trump, unfortunately, great degree from Pennsylvania University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Finance, great man, knows science, knows charts, knows how to read a graph. And he should have realized, you know what, with that training, Mr. President, you're quite competent to read the graphs of what's really going on. You don't need these medical frauds like Fauci. They buffaloed him into the shutdown, the lockdown. And all other leaders, with one exception, Dr. Anders Tegnell, the chief epidemiologist for Sweden, he didn't buy into the bullshit. And so Sweden has not gone into lockdown to this day, to this moment. And guess what? We'll talk about it later, but it's the living proof. And what I love about my Swedish cousins and your Swedish cousins, what I love about what they've done, they are the black swan in the matter of science, ladies and gentlemen, which is the greatest invention of Western man. That's what we invented, actually. In many ways, you could say that is what religion was invented by Western man, that invented by us, that's unique to us. People miss this point. Science. That's the great, magnificent thing that we invented. Too bad we let people take it away from us. But in science, here's a principle. It takes only one black swan to disprove the theory that all swans are white. Aha. It takes one Sweden with no lockdown to disprove the theory that we needed to lock down, or that a lockdown would benefit us. We'll come right back to continue that, and we'll listen more to Dr. Atlas after this break.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP.
With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.